that. So basically, as a first shot to this thing, we kind of just inverted a single frequency. So there's a typo there. We started with the 10,000 seconds because for our computations, as we showed yesterday, it's much quicker for us to invert the low frequency stuff versus the high frequency. So we tended to avoid working with the high frequency data. Then we kind of went to some joint frequency inversions. So I'm going to present you one frequency, the 10,000 seconds, and as well as a joint one with 10,000 seconds, 1,000 and 100 seconds. For the noise, we discussed this yesterday and maybe found out that our noise scheme wasn't the best, so I won't talk about it too much. But basically, we have a percentage of the data, so that's 5% of the data plus some sort of floor. And I won't go into too much about that because we talked about it yesterday. So I'm just going to present you our 10,000 second period inversion. You might wonder why it's kind of a little noisy on the surface. I think that's just because basically at 10,000 seconds, the skin depth is 500 kilometers or something. So I'll just go down into the model. I've overlaid the blocks on here so you can kind of get an idea of what's happening. And then if we do cross sections, the schematic's kind of there on the right. So this is where we should see the resistor in the box there.
What is your color scale?
It's connectivity.
What is it?
It's that's the connectivity there. So
connectivity.
1/8. So you can kind of see by just inverting one frequency, we don't really get very much depth. We can't resolve the depth very well. We plotted up here the misfit. So this is the observed data minus the predicted data, and it's normalized by our standard deviation here. So you can see that it's actually pretty good. There's not too much correlation here, and everything looks to be all right. This is basically, we tend to work in real and imaginary, as opposed to everyone seems to work in apparent resistive EM phase. Some people seem to work in apparent resistivity in phase, but we invert it in the real and imaginary thing. And then basically, as you can see here, our target misfit, we pretty much achieved that. And you might wonder why our computation time is quite high. It's basically ran it on a single CPU, which is quite old, so I think if we ran it on a more advanced computing stuff, which we can do in the future, we might speed that up quite a bit. If we look at the adding effects of more frequencies, we get a better model. I won't show you the one I did another inversion where we added a fourth frequency.
Sorry. Rush, did you mention which sites you're
using? We used all 59 of them.
Okay.
Yeah. I won't show you the one what happens if we add 10 seconds. It actually produces the best model, but the misfits are really poor, so unless we knew the answer, like with a synthetic model, obviously we know what the answer is, but if you had real data, you wouldn't know what the answer is, so if you don't have very good misfits, you can't really trust it very well.
But how do you explain this picture?
The noise on the surface.
What is noise? What has no noise?
I think that's due to the fact that we're basically the skin depths of these peers that we're using are so large that they can't really resolve, like,
small
you add more and more frequencies, you know, things like those
did
artifacts will be used.
Did you do something with it?
We didn't get up high enough, I don't think, to get rid of that. I mean, even at 100 seconds, the skin depth is like 50 kilometers
or
something.
If you had some sort of depth-dependent regularization, I think a lot of the reason we add regularization is to deal with the fact that the sensitivity kernels blow up at the site.
Exactly.
And this is just part of that that's left over that your smoothing kernel hasn't dealt with. And it's hard to... it's tricky. I mean, you use something that just has such small volume. They don't contribute a lot to the overall roughness measure. So, but you could go, you could get trickier and have some, increase the weighting near the surface and smooth it out.
Actually, we do that in other things quite often. If you have reason to believe that the near surface variation isn't particularly extreme, then you can put on an additional weight that you require.
I've seen a little roughness like this right in the first layer, right near the site, it's not uncommon in electrical inversion. It's hard to set with just a global roughness.
This is a result of your smoothing. It's basically a low pass filter, and this is a Gibbs oscillation where you're not taking account the lobes, yeah? not the checkerboard, but the general trend of those zones.
I think the general trend of the zone is really just dependent upon the nature of those sensitivities. They're very high rate amplification of your measurement.
I think you just haven't smoothed out those sensitivity functions quite enough.
Yeah.
So whether you call it Gibbs phenomenon,
it's an oscillation.
We could call it an oscillation.
down in the model, we can see that it looks quite a bit better than just inverting a single frequency. And if we do cross sections, the resistor doesn't really line up super well. If you add 10 seconds, it lines a bit better. There's the conductor, much better result at this time. And our data misfits, we plotted all the data misfits up for each period. There does seem to be some sort of little bit of correlation there. And the data is not as good as the just a single 10,000 second version. This is the data misfit for the 1,000 second period data. And the receiver, the site locations are kind of plotted there as well. And the data misfit for the 100 second period.
Just back up on the thing.
Yep.
I'm just trying to, because you've got it in P's there, you've got one that's too high if ZXY, the real is too high and the matrix is too low, so probably your apparent resistivity is being fit all right. It's your failure.
Yeah.
Misfit.
Yeah.
If you're thinking.
Oh, yeah, I didn't plot, I could have plotted, yeah. And then if you look at our convergence, most of the work's done at the beginning, and we achieved the target misfit pretty well, and it takes a little bit of time. But like I said, if we ran it on a more modern...
What really is it?
Yeah, there's not so much work. It's all, that's about 10 hours there, and basically like I just could have stopped it.
Well, how does your model look at that point?
It looks like that. It looks almost identical.
They're identical,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
it's really whatever tolerance you set and everything.
It's like L-curve.
Yeah.
L-curve.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Kaboom.
Yeah. So, yeah. Any questions or anything?
I would like to see the fit with a tensor. We keep talking about it.
Yeah, I could... I guess I could get my other computer, maybe.
I bet I'm not about a worse fit. That's something.
Look, this is something common for the
So that's the 10,000 second data. That's the misfit, just to get a sense of how well, that's the observed data there.